You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs. Guys We Fucked. The anti-slut-shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of Guys We Fucked.
Oh, let's really class it up in the beginning, because I have a feeling things might take a downward spiral.
This episode's going to be great.
Just saying. I just feel it. This is Corinne.
This is Christina.
This is the anti-slut-shaming podcast that over half a million subscribers. I want to thank
my mother, who does not yet know about this podcast, for giving birth to me so I could come and reach half a million people.
I want to thank my vagina. You've been doing a bang-up job.
Vagina, girl, you go, girl.
Girl, you've been working hard.
Girl, you've been putting overtime in, and
you've
I'm so proud of you, vagina.
The joke is, it's not even about how many guys we fucked. It's just about
how many people listen to
it. The situations, the amount of detail we've told half a million people.
Oh, God, I didn't think of that until you just said that.
Yeah.
So many people know about our pussies.
A lot of people. It's always funny when someone comes up and is like, I love your podcast. And I'm like, you know
what my vagina looks like.
What my vagina looks like.
All the folds, all the crevices.
Oh, it's like a fucking McMuffin.
So it's delicious?
It has nooks and crannies. And it's also delicious.
Oh, yeah, nooks and crannies. That was in the old English muffin commercial.
I forced someone...
It's got nooks and crannies, Grandma!
...to eat my pussy this weekend.
You forced them?
I didn't force them, but I just said...
Are they going to press charges?
Like, we had been together a couple times, and I just said, hi, you're going to need to... Eat my pussy
now.
Like, I had sucked his dick, and I was like, hi, nice to meet you.
Oh, you sucked his dick?
Uh-huh.
You don't like doing that.
I don't.
Unless you really like the person.
But in my old age.
Sucking that dick.
In my old age. When also this particular person.
I sucked the best dick today.
This particular person has an exquisite penis. Oh, so it's okay. Yeah.
I love penises. Oh, haven't gotten boned in forever.
Why? What's happening?
Oh, I've just been a while. I was on the road.
You were away
days.
For 2 days.
I know. But then I didn't have sex before that.
Is this another dramatic thing where it's been like 4 days since you've had sex?
It's been like almost six.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm so scared, you guys. I'm so scared.
This is the Blair Pussy Project.
Shout out to Blair Stocky. I don't know why. I just hear the word.
Oh, poor Blair. She doesn't need that.
She can shout out. It's okay. So I've read a ton of articles about how intimacy in a relationship, in a long-term relationship, a lot of guys associate intimacy with physical having sex. Is that to let them know that this relationship, I don't know, just to keep them
insertion
in it.
Uh-huh.
Right, insertion. Well, with women it's emotional, blah blah
mm-hmm,
blah
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's emotional for me, but it's also if I'm not physically having sex,
mm-hmm.
I just feel I get depressed.
You want to feel wanted. And also there's the thing. I mean,
just want a penis in me. I want his Stevens specifically.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying it's not just about getting anything in. For me, like in this instance, like I want to be connecting with him physically. That's just as important to me.
Well, it's the closest you can get to another human
exactly.
being.
But that's just as important to me as all these articles are saying it's the most important to men. But I'm like, yeah, but it's like really important to me too.
Well, also, I feel like we might be a little bit different, Christina.
Yeah, I think we are.
I don't know. I just heard that we would be a little
different. When we were born, God was like, you guys are different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
Oh my
God.
Shout
out to all the hip hop fans.
Well, something that's been bothering me lately, I'm fine in the sex, whatever. I'm not, you know.
Fine in the sex?
I'm fine. No, I'm just like, I'm fine. I've been like a cranky, but it has nothing to do with sex or anything. I don't know. I'm just stressed out about life and, you know, just being the best Corinne that I can be.
You know what I realized?
Mm-hmm.
Life is hard.
It's real hard.
It's like real hard, guys.
Well, the thing is, it's real hard and like we're doing quite well and it's
still hard.
So that's a little disconcerting.
I know. I'm like, I thought life would get a little easier.
I'm like, I thought this would get easier. But there's a lot of talk. I always like people always talk about threesomes. This is like a big thing. I've never had a threesome. The closest I've ever had was me and my good friend being in bed with this guy that
that's a threesome.
This British guy we met. No, but we didn't have sex. We just all made out and we're kind of naked. That's not a threesome.
Did you guys have sex with the guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No sex was had. It was just like a, it was kind of like a naked, like, I don't know.
Debaucherous, like.
Yeah, and we watched The Dreamers. It was very fucking avant-garde, whatever.
It
was hot.
It sounds hot.
It was hot and it was fun, but it wasn't a threesome per se. And this is a goal of mine, but I think it's weird. Oh, of course. I think it's weird that everyone is so into threesomes with two chicks and not the threesome with one girl, two guys.
That's the only threesome I've had.
I know. And that's why it's good to talk about it with you.
Fucking threesome.
And it just annoys me that men are so fucking concerned about being considered homosexual.
Oh, my God. Get over yourselves. Get over it.
If I kiss a girl, I'm not like, oh, my God.
Girl, you gay. No one says that.
I don't think I should then have to audition for a role in Orange is the New Black. You know what I'm saying?
The L word.
I don't feel like that. I don't understand why men are so hypersensitive about being gay.
Neither do I. Because the bullying.
Yeah.
Because it's a bullshit.
I would think if a guy would have a threesome with another guy and me. That would be the ultimate.
One day we'll dedicate an episode of the story. I don't know. He's not coming on. He's not the guy that I had a threesome with. The one guy is out in North Carolina.
We do need an episode of guys we fucked but don't fucking care about
us.
They
won't come in and talk about it.
Yeah.
No, but let me tell you something. I had a threesome with two male models.
Yeah.
They were the most beautiful men I'd ever laid eyes on. Mwah. No DP, which I honestly didn't want. Double penetration. I just didn't want that. I wasn't ready for it.
I was like, no director of photography?
Thank you, film student. Such a film student. I cannot tell you how amazing it feels to have two men fawn all over you.
Oh, hello.
But that's the appeal for a guy to have two chicks. But let me tell you something. It goes two ways, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I'm talking to you, sir.
I only want to do it with two girls because, like, I'm not homosexual. I don't do gay stuff and stuff. So, like, I only want two girls because their dick's allowed. Like, only my dick. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And realize that a woman's interest in having two guys fuck her is just the same as a guy's interest in two girls. Because it's like
her pussy will be so wide that she can never be loved again, but that's fine. We'll get past that.
You know, stuff happens. Jane Austen wrote a lot of books about it, okay?
Specifically about that?
My pussy's so wide after the threesome.
Hashtag Jane Austen.
We're starting trends, motherfucker.
Oh, boy.
I think I interrupted your point like I usually do.
There was no point.
Oh, okay. You just want to threesome with two guys.
No, finally it was the talk about threesomes that broke the camel's back. And finally, I'm just so sick of hearing people say, oh, I want a threesome. But, you know, when I say a threesome, I mean like two chicks and one dude.
Thank you for clarifying, because I thought you were a homosexual and I was going to call the police. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I thought you were wearing an ascot and taking dicks in your fucking asshole.
Which would be great to watch. Can I watch? Because that would be awesome.
I would love that.
Ugh, ugh. Ugh, so hot.
Yeah, it's just, oh my God. Oof. Let's just take a moment of silence
Can we have a moment of silence?
Two man, one woman threesome.
Oh, I'm so wet. Okay, anyway. Ugh. God damn.
Okay.
Should we read shit?
Let's read shit.
Can you go first? Because you're still reading out loud confidence in me.
Oh, God.
Because I can't read out loud.
My mommy is so proud of me.
My mom is not proud of me.
All right. I'm going to read the subject line because this is amazing. Am I really being unreasonable or is my boyfriend a piece of shit?
Piece of shit.
Probably a piece of shit, but let's read the email.
Guess we should investigate.
I am a survivor of rape. Things got serious real quick. Three different occasions, all in my childhood.
Yeah.
I am 21 now and very much struggling with intimacy and the like. I don't understand rape fantasies at all. I have tried it to work through some trauma. This is the right email, right?
Yeah.
And made things 10 times worse. Should have just went to a therapist. In order for something to be a sexual fantasy, you must find it sexy in some way, right?
Correct.
I have fantasies about cock and ball torture, for obvious reasons, Yeah, obvious.
Obviously.
And it is definitely sexual for me. Does the same apply to rape fantasies? Recently, my boyfriend of 2 years has confessed to me that he has rape fantasies that he wants us to explore, and I am pissed. I don't understand why he would feel it was cool to confess that to me when he has spent many a night trying to soothe me back to sleep after waking up screaming and having to deal with me zoning out during sex just to deal with it. Oof. He is equally as pissed at me because I am being unreasonable and not willing to expand my sexual limitations.
Okay.
I have explained to him that pretending to rape me isn't going to help expand my sexual limitations and is definitely not something that I want to explore any further, but he is angry that I won't even consider it. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to touch him. And I am 99% sure that I would have dumped him by the time you answer my question. But I still love to hear you. I would still love to hear you discuss what a piece of garbage my ex-boyfriend is. If you can't
obviously, I hope you dumped him by now.
Oh my God. If you can't be bothered to read the above, my question is, in all caps, is it unreasonable to be scared and disgusted by men who have rape fantasies? I know it's fiction. It's make-believe. It's fantasy. But the reality is that the majority of rapists are men and all rapists have rape fantasies. That's how it begins. Opinions? Also, do you guys think dating girls will help my trauma? Maybe the absence of a penis will mean I will be able to enjoy sex for the first time. Cheers.
Woo! Okay, so there's all a right. lot of issues in this one. A
lot of things.
First of all, your boyfriend knows you were raped.
Yeah.
He asked you to try it and you said no, and mm-hmm. he's mad at you. Tell him to go fuck himself. Because yeah. I'm sorry. If he has a rape fantasy, I don't think that has anything to do with him being a rape. I enjoy the rape fantasy. I personally really, really like it. But if I was with a partner who had an experience that was so traumatic that they did not want to go through that, I would respect that so much.
Yeah.
I would never, ever get mad at them, ever. And if the fact that he gets mad at you, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
First of all. That's what I mean, the rape fantasy can be sexy. I, Christina, have never been raped. So I'm sure that if I was, it would not be very sexy to me. It would be very traumatic and horrifying and nauseating and all of these horrible things. It would probably ruin sex for me for a while and I'd have to regroup. It's just not, if your partner does not have that respect for your past,
they don't deserve your pussy.
Go away. They don't deserve, no, go, tell them to go away. Tell yeah. them, go try that fantasy out on someone who is not a survivor of this horrible tragedy.
Yeah, and obviously it makes me happy to see in the email that you've already said, like, obviously I'm going to have dumped him by now. But I mean, there's just no, I don't care what your past is, what anything with this, someone who can't respect your sexual limitations and your feelings, and he needs to be gone. And also, I do think probably, in his defense, this is not like, oh, he's totally in the wrong here, but it can be a lot for a boyfriend to have to handle these feelings that you're feeling about a rape that happened before he was around. And it's yeah. not his job to be your therapist. And you definitely need to seek professional help, because while he should be supportive and he should never fucking have asked you again after you said no, and probably shouldn't have asked you to begin with knowing that you had been raped, it's also unfair to ask him to console you every night or many nights when you're waking up from this trauma. That's just more than can be asked of another human being who is not in the profession of helping people.
Yeah.
And that can be draining, and I know it's hard to think that you have to kind of like pay someone to listen to you, but I just feel like
I love paying someone
to
listen to me.
You just can't treat your significant other as your therapist.
I agree.
You can't. I agree.
Sometimes you have those roles and it's like, oh, well, this is the person I can unload on. But
right.
not, you have to have respect for your significant other and mm-hmm. not have to put them through that. But that being said, like, and Dan Savage, I always quote him.
Yeah.
He always says, like, you need to be at your best self before you enter a relationship.
Yeah.
I think you should go to a therapist and work this out and figure out, like, what you're still afraid of or what makes you uncomfortable, and deal with whatever you have to deal with, like, deal with it, because you should be dealing with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a serious issue, and yeah. you shouldn't feel ashamed, but also not, it's just not something
before you hop in a relationship
a boyfriend can handle.
Yeah, yeah. Just get, do your, get, become your best you by go seeking therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I seek therapy for many, many, many things.
Therapy, and also as far
and it makes me a better
as far as the fucking girls thing, I mean, you're either a lesbian or you're not. So, I mean, feel free to try that. But I don't think that's really the solution to your issues unless you actually are a lesbian.
Yeah. Or you're bi curious or you're bi or whatever you are. Like, if you're sexually curious about being with a female, then by all means do it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the answer.
Yeah. Test the waters, but don't be surprised if it doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah. So I'm going to read one last email. Hey fuckers, love the podcast. Guilty pleasure for me compared to the very much PG rated stuff I usually listen to during my commute. I'm a 33-year-old guy and married to a super hot gal. She's great in bed, but our sex life has gotten pretty predictable. Pretty much the same routine of petting. I go down on her for a bit, usually getting her off. Then she lets me hump her until I go. Sounds great. Sometimes she will ride me until she comes. Sometimes she will ride me until she comes, but it seems like she just likes the oral better. I very rarely ever get BJs, just not something she's really into. Occasionally she'll let me titty fuck her, do it somewhere other than the bed, which adds a little spice, I guess. But still the same routine, but on the couch. My sex drive is 400% of what hers is, and I usually tide myself over by porn and masturbation. Lately, I have gotten into cam girls and the like, which is great to me because of the interactions with real girls and not just watching an obviously fake porn. Even emailed a few girls online about meeting up for a lap dance or something, but have never actually gone through with it. My questions are, number one, is what I'm doing online with cam girls cheating? Number two, is getting a lap dance from an internet stranger cheating? Number three, where do you draw the line between keeping yourself satisfied sexually so that you don't have an affair / cheat and actually cheated by doing that? Thanks, Sean. This is interesting. This is an interesting question because I've had guy friends ask me this question before with the cam girls. Mm-hmm. First of all, we'll address the cam girls. Being on the same sexuality scale, like sexual compatibility, it's very important. And if your sex drive is a lot higher or a lot lower than your partner's, it's going to create issues. And with the cam girl thing, I get the cam girl appeal because it's like somebody doing something specifically for you or however many people are in that chat, because cam girls can open up the room to 30 people if they want
real.
To. It's very real. And it's more personal because a lot of times that's one of my main critiques of porn is that chick's not into it. Come on. Like, it's not enjoyable if the girl's not into it, right? So with cam
girls,
it's more personal.
They're in porn for a reason because they can't act.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Sasha Grey is a great actress, I will say.
I don't know about great. I would say
she's an actress.
Pass. Yeah, exactly. She is an actress.
I love Sasha Grey. Just
Sasha
so you guys
Grey,
know.
Colon actress.
But anyway, the cam girls in and of itself, like going into a private session with a cam girl, obviously a lot of them are with like a couple other men too. And you could say, oh, I want you to bend over and do this or whatever. I don't think that's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I think calling a cam girl or emailing or contacting a cam girl for a private lap dance, it's questionable. But my first question is, why don't you talk to her about this? Why don't you talk to your lady about this?
I feel like that's kind of the answer to almost every problem that we address on this podcast is talk about it.
Yeah, because here's the thing. What's the worst thing that can happen? Oh my God, you want to do that? Well, yeah, yes, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. It's not bad that you want to do that. It's not bad because your needs aren't getting met sexually. It's blasé. It's boring. But also, before I get to that, why don't you try spicing it up? There's different ways to spice it up, too. I don't know if you've, like, integrated sex toys. There was this one time, let me tell you something, that Steven, it was one of the hottest things that I've ever experienced. And it probably, to everybody else, isn't going to be that profound. But he knows that I like being dominated. I get very sexually aroused by being dominated. It's why one of the reasons I like the rape fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
He made me, like, crawl on my knees around the apartment. And he would, like, kind of spank me gently. And I just thought that was
How very Maggie Gyllenhaal of you.
Really?
Secretary.
Oh, you're right.
No, not like Maggie,
I was like,
Gyllenhaal,
Maggie Gyllenhaal,
the actress.
Is that what she's known for? is there a porn star named Maggie Gyllenhaal that I didn't know of? Please go on. No, but like he was the one who took charge with that and like came up with that idea. But all of a sudden I was like, all right, yeah. No, I'll do that. And it was one of the hottest. I got so wet so quickly.
Yeah.
But it was just him being adventurous and like, well, let's try this. I know you like being dominant, so let's do this and see if you like it. And I loved it. So maybe try tapping into something that your lady isn't usually accustomed to.
Yeah, to quote Winnie the Pooh.
All right.
Try a little something new.
Uh-huh.
Try a little something different.
Okay, well.
Try a little something no one else has done. I think about that.
Winnie the Pooh just wanted to get his dick sucked, y'all.
I think about that. I don't know if Winnie the Pooh was saying that, but it was on his show. Winnie's show, and surprisingly, I carry that little song with me often and everywhere.
I know. I feel like I know you so much more because of that. But yeah. So first of all, I think try something new with her. That she like what take and what
second
she
of
likes.
All, try something different.
Yeah.
Third of all.
But do you think the cam girl thing, like emailing a cam girl for a private lap dance in person, I think that's something that she
yeah,
is,
don't your, be that
your,
guy.
Your lady is entitled to know.
Don't be that
she
guy.
She should absolutely know, because if Steven did that, I would be so upset.
My rule is if you're asking two chicks on the podcast that you listen to about it, probably not a good idea.
Well, no.
If you're like, ask Love of My Life or Christina and Corinne, probably going to want to talk to the love of your life.
Well, to answer your third question, where do you draw the line between keeping yourself satisfied sexually so that you don't cheat and actually cheating? I think instead of drawing the line, I think honestly, I promise you, I think this no bad can come out of this. I think you should talk to her about it. If it's frustrating you that much that yeah. your sexual drives are different, and if it's frustrating, you have every right to be frustrated by that. I would be frustrated by that too. Mm-hmm. But talk about it. She might surprise you and be like, "Yeah, I totally get it." What if she gets turned on by the fact of thinking of you with other women?
Yeah, or she sucks and run away with a cam girl? JK, don't do that.
Don't do that. Anyway, I hope we helped with your problem. I don't think we did. But I thought it was an interesting problem.
If you'd like less help with your sexual problems, please email us.
sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com.
All right,
we're
guys.
A few in. I'm so excited for this episode.
Yeah.
And for our guest, Veronica. Yeah. Let's just go into it.
Yeah.
Let's
we're just going to get Veronica. Into it. And you're going to learn a lot about a lot.
Yeah. As will we.
Here we go. I'm just straight ill, riding my motorcycle down the streets. What college streets. They sounded like strippers to me. They said what I was giving. Oh baby, you want me? Oh baby, you want me? Oh baby, you want me? Well, you can get this land fantasy for free. You can get this land fantasy for free. Well, you can get this land fantasy for free. All right, guys, we are here with our guest today, Veronica. And I think today is going to be a super interesting interview because our guest is probably most unlike Christina and I out mm-hmm. of all the guests that we've had so far. And I think it's really important not to just have on people who like share our exact same worldview.
Oh, yeah.
Because this isn't a Michael Moore documentary. and I love Michael Moore and it's I worked not. For him. But I just think it's really important to kind of cover all the bases. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the stigma and the role of the gold digger.
Gold digger. I
don't know. I thought you were going to sing the Kanye version.
No, because that was the what everyone thought I was going to do.
So welcome, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're very happy to have
we're
you
so
here.
We're so excited.
I'm so happy to be here.
Now, I have so many questions.
Veronica is a friend of mine, and it's kind of interesting because you are unlike most of my other friends.
Do older?
You wanna yeah, well, no, I have a lot of older friends. You're 39?
Yeah.
Is that a lot? Is that true?
Yeah,
is that true?
No, that's true.
Okay. You said it like it wasn't true.
You're smoking hot.
It's true.
Yeah, you're
I'm trying to maintain what we got left here.
Yeah, I remember the first amazing. Time you Thank told me you. How old you were and my jaw dropped.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We got good genes in my family. Like
I was gonna say, have you always been hot or were you like a former fat kid?
Oh, I used
or
to be like, always no, hot? No. Like when I was in my 20s, I was like, not for nothing, I was ridiculously hot.
Yeah. No, yeah. On it. No.
I thought some like curveball was going to come in like I had zits and no, I braces.
Actually, I had one arm and now it grew back. So I'm doing good.
No, in high school, it was not a good look. But then like the 20s.
Being hot or your look
no,
was not
no,
good?
No, I had acne. Are you kidding me? Like yeah. I had to do the whole Accutane. And then after the Accutane, everybody like came out the woodwork and was like, damn. And I was like.
Hey, Veronica, how you doing?
And then it was like 19, lost the virginity. And then I was like,
Where were you when I was on Accutane, bitch?
Yeah.
That's what I would have said.
Oh my gosh. I too was on Accutane and it's totally illegal now, but I was
going to say, that's
only good
dangerous.
Things to say about it.
It
works. Cleaned up my skin. Yeah.
I mean, it's like they say, oh, it makes you depressed. Like you can kill yourself. I'm like, listen, if you
this
don't,
acne's
I'm like,
make
if you
want to
don't
kill myself.
Put me on this shit, I'm going to freaking kill myself.
Oh, yeah. No, so, I know. Like, looking in the mirror was going to make me kill myself if I didn't go on Accutane.
Yeah.
It was a lesser of two evils.
Yeah. I had like chunks of my skin missing from my cheeks that grew back.
Did you like meth?
Yeah. Well, I had meth.
You had like, meth face?
Yeah, basically.
Oh my God.
From acne. I had just huge chunks of my skin missing.
Oh, like
and
scarring.
I remember telling my pediatrician that I was going to go on Accutane, and she goes, oh my God, don't do this. And I go, but I have chunks of my skin missing. And my dermatologist said, this is the only way this is going to go back.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh yeah, go on Accutane.
Honestly, like, it's like, I mean, not to turn this into a whole like skincare regimen podcast, but. You know, I mean, it is, I really think it's a blessing for people who just have no other alternative. It's like, because there's a lot of pretty chicks out there and it's like, oh, you'd be pretty if you didn't have all those zits all over your face. And then it's like, your face clears up and then everybody's like, oh, hey. And I'm like, no,
I was
you
here
were
all
an
along.
Asshole to me in high school. So you could like.
Oh, yeah. I talk about it all the time. It's one of my only things I'm insecure about is my skin.
Me too.
And it's beyond an insecurity. It like, it makes me sad. Like if I have a breakout, I will look in the mirror and be like feel really sad.
Yeah. But when I went on birth control, cleared my skin up and I went through like all this depression, anxiety, I gained like 10 pounds and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I got clear skin. I don't give a shit.
It's worth it. I would do anything for clear skin, but birth control did nothing for my skin.
Yeah. Really?
Nothing.
So you were a perfect Accutane candidate. But isn't it like if you like drink a little too much or whatever, you'll die or something crazy. Like
no,
it was really dangerous,
whatever,
right?
Dude, no.
Well, you just have to have a birth.
You can't. It's like basically
a pregnancy test every month.
Like you have to be on like two forms of like birth control.
Yes.
Like you have to be like, you know, whatever on birth control and like signing a waiver or something.
You have to sign a waiver saying
I pledge something that like
you will get an abortion.
Yeah.
Because your child will be deformed.
Your child has like no shot of turning out
being a person.
And on the box of the Accutane, there's like pictures of like basically what looks like a cone head from SNL baby. And they're like, this is what's going to come out of your vagina.
Exactly. And I was like, I don't want kids anyway. So like, whatever.
Look
like,
it. Yeah. My Russian dermatologist was not pleased with how blasé I was about. I was like, oh, yeah. Abortion.
Did you do bits on the cone head, baby?
I was like, abortion? No problem. You got it. All right. So anyway, let's jump into the real matter at hand.
Let's do it.
So you briefly told me this story kind of just like one day out of the blue. And I was like, come again? Veronica was listening to the podcast and she was like, well, I have a story. And I was like, please, do tell.
That's
my favorite thing about the podcast. Well, and also my least favorite thing.
Everyone comes to surface, all their crazy shit. Well, one time when I was 12, I got touched real weird in a weird place.
And I'm like, tell that to a professional.
Yeah.
So, tell us a little bit about your experience with an older, richer gentleman.
He's actually really not older.
Oh, no.
He's like a year older.
Gross.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's disgusting,
actually,
Veronica.
And he's like, I know. I'm really not into guys like my age. Like,
me
I'm
either.
Definitely into older guys Same. As well. But he was more just like a really good friend of mine. But it's funny because Corinne doesn't like know this yet. So I'm just going to openly admit it right now for everyone live, not so live, edited. So I used
was
to
an
be
alien?
An exotic dancer.
Ooh.
I was a stripper. But at the highest end clubs. Like, I was a stripper at Scores when it was, like, the shit. Before
Yo.
Sapphires, whatever. Blow me, all you Sapphire girls.
Wait, do strippers are like, oh, you're from Sapphire? Go fuck yourself, bitch.
No,
like,
it's bring like, it on, I'm stripping.
Yeah. It's just, like, I just hate, like, it's just funny, like, hearing, like, girls talk about, like, whatever. I'm like, dude, it was a recession. Like, the economy is not that fucking good. Like, when I was dancing, I was bawling the fuck out.
How much
like,
would you make?
A lot.
A night.
Like, too much that I didn't know that I spent it all like a fucking ass because I didn't even think, like, it was ever going to end.
What was a good night? How much
a
cash?
A good night? $3,000 an average
shit.
Night $1,500 a shit night I'd be complaining like $1,000 like I was like oh so bad like don't worry you stayed home I was like Monica we only made like $1,000 like it sucked like nobody was there
and
like,
how many whatever. Hours were your shifts
Oh, please. It was a freaking free-for-all. It was like you walked in the door like...
It's like next on stage, Veronica, and then you dance for a little and then went around, right?
I didn't even go on stage. Like, oh, I was just shit. Like, I went on stage like in the very beginning, and then it's like you just get to be cool with like, it's such like a mafioso type, like, at least back then, it's like, first of all, like, you ever see the movie like Casino with like Sharon Stone? Like, it's, my best friend is like, you were fucking Sharon Stone. Like, basically, like, you just, it's about paying people off, really. So it was like, I would just get hit the DJ off with money and be like, I don't want to fucking go on stage because that's like a waste of time. Like, going on stage is taking like 20 minutes out of my life. Like, of me leaving a potential huge whale of a client.
True.
So some other bitch could go over and like see he has a black card or is spending a shitload of money and right. is in the VIP section with bottles. And it's like,
well, cause then I thought the stage, the purpose of the stage.
And I'm also like, I'm not taking off my clothes for free. Like, I was right. such a bitch. I was like, why am I gonna fucking do three songs on stage for free? Like, and get called. I was like, I'll just hit you off with like $60-$80 a
That's
night.
Really
and just
smart.
Like, don't put me on stage.
Cause I thought the stage was more like, so everyone was like, see, here I am. You want to come get me later?
Like, but no, no.
Like an appetizer, a whistle, whatever.
Like, no, yeah. It's like, I'll walk over to you and be like, hi, sup? See, here I am, like, and you want to buy me this drink and my friend too, so like, what's up? So yeah, it was just like that. And I actually met my sugar daddy, that was like my sugar daddy for like 15 years.
Well, so what's a sugar, like, what, how explain
I
that relationship?
I say sugar daddy just because, like, I mean, it was that type of relationship, but it wasn't, like, ever defined like that. He was never like, I'm your sugar daddy, and he wasn't, like, the typical, I guess you could say, like, sugar daddy, because he wasn't, like, 20 years older than me. Like, he's a year older than me, you know what I mean?
Is he a good-looking dude?
No.
Oh, got it.
So
got
he
it.
Was, like...
arm candy.
Yeah. Okay. He's, like... I'd say obese. You could say obese.
Okay. I'd say obese.
Well, yeah.
Some people are obese.
Like,
that's the thing about people.
He definitely.
Some of them are fat.
He definitely was a candidate for like gastric bypass.
Oh, shit.
Or like lap band.
He was like Ralphie
something.
May, motherfucker. Like,
and I was like messed up because I met his parents one time and I was like trying to like put the pieces together in my head. Like, I was like, where did this like fat gene come from? And I was just like, his parents are not big. Like, what happened?
And
like,
he was
sometimes
rich.
You just like to eat.
Yeah. He, it was beyond eating. Like, it was like
gorging.
It yeah. was like a Thanksgiving. Every meal was Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
So he was loaded.
I mean, like, not loaded like private plane, like loaded. Like, everything's relative, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like Bill Gates or anything like
right.
that.
Right. I mean, to me, loaded is
saying,
I have a savings
like,
account.
He
but,
was well
oh,
off.
He was definitely well off, and yeah. he was definitely like not he wasn't going to get, he had no social skills in terms of, not he had a lot of friends, like he's a funny guy, but like he had no like skills with like where he was going to, he never had a girlfriend in his life.
Okay.
Like,
so you were a good candidate for,
he only had sex with like prostitutes or.
Ain't that wrong?
But the thing is, we never had sex. Like, how sick is that?
That's so interesting. Did you do anything sexual?
I mean, like. To be, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I never saw his dick ever, but you know,
because he was so fat. No, I'm just kidding.
No, just because kidding. I never had to go there, and I had no interest in going there. But I broke down a few times, and I let him eat my pussy on like three, like on holidays.
That was
it's
my favorite
Valentine's
thing.
Day. You can eat my pussy.
That's like a Corinne style Valentine's
yeah,
Day present.
You're right. I guess I'll let you eat me out.
Happy
I was
Valentine's
like,
Day.
After Milos, $1,000 dinner and like freaking bottle of Cristal and like half a Xanax and I was whacked. I was like, yeah, I guess you could take off my pants and like go down on me.
So did you feel, so you just did that out of like kind of like a.
Kindness.
This is, you're a philanthropist.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see that.
But he gave you money?
I was trying to give something back, like, you know what I mean?
To the community,
right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are listening to this right now and being like, oh my God, this is so mean to this poor
whatever,
Chubb
dude.
Stein.
He loved every second right. of it. And if it wasn't me, guess what? Everyone who has some shit to say and email, go ahead on your little keyboard and be like, Veronica's such a gold-digging whore. Yes. And I loved every freaking minute out of it. And he, nobody put a gun to this man's head. He mm-hmm. signed up for it. He knew what he was getting into. We used to clown all the time about like feeble-minded bitches. That was like my term I came up with about in the club and this, that, whatever. So like he totally knew like the deal. Like he loved the fact that he was walking into places and I was on his fucking arm.
I was going to say it's love a mutual beneficial. It's mutually beneficial.
Because it's just as, it's just kind of just as degrading, listen, if not more so, to use someone for their looks and nothing else than their money.
Donald Trump and whatever his...
Ivanka?
No, Melania or whatever her name is.
Oh, his new wife.
Right.
Melania. Oh, the new wife. I forgot about that.
She made a comment in some interview a while ago and it was very interesting. And I like
that you know it.
Because it pertained, I was like, that was at the time that like I was hanging out with
Veronica. Made a meme about it and put it on Instagram.
And I was just like, no, she just made a comment in like an interview. Like somebody was interviewing her. I don't know if it was Barbara Walters, whoever. They were like, well, don't you feel like are you using Donald Trump like for his money? And she was like, we're using each other.
Good. Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? That's like me and Annie. And I know it's a little degrading. His name's Anthony. I mm-hmm. called him Annie because mm-hmm. I treated him like a big, obese woman. I was like, your name is Annie.
He liked being dominated.
I was going to say, he likes getting bossed
he
around
likes
by a hot
being
chick.
Dominated. Right. I used to tell him when he would come in the club, I would tell the host and they would laugh.
Uh-huh.
And he would laugh and he's like, shut up. He's like, don't say that. He's like, you're drunk. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, it's Annie. And then like at the end of the night, like we would like come out of like the VIP room after mm-hmm. like 5 hours. And we brought like every one of my friends in there to freaking hang out. It was like a freaking free for all.
Yeah. Right.
He like bought out the bar. Like it was like everybody had a good night when Annie was coming in. So it was just
so you brought
like,
the party.
What? So... all the time, like, please, it's like legendary. Like, honestly, I don't even want to say, but we could probably go to Sapphire's because there's still some people that are like leftovers from like
those days.
Penthouse.
Don't make promises
clubs.
You can't keep, Veronica.
Yeah,
girl,
I like
we
clubs.
Could go there and
I really
and
my birthday
like,
is coming up.
Oh shit!
Oh,
dude.
So let's go because they will. They
dude.
All know me.
This is my dream. Dream is coming true on Guys We Fuck Guys.
Oh please!
No, we're not letting you forget this.
They will
this.
Roll out the red carpet, and I guarantee they'll send over like bottles.
I'm really getting excited right now. Yeah. Please don't. Please don't say this if it's not going to happen.
Listen, they miss me. They miss me.
I missed you. You're sitting right here.
Yeah. I actually miss those days just because it was like a free for all.
That's what I was saying.
It was like wake up late, go to work with a hangover. Like you don't have to like deal with any like bullshit. Now it's like I have to like answer to people. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, wait. Right. It's like, it's hard to get used to.
It's hard. Like not yeah. for nothing. Like yeah, I'm a professional. Like I'm a grown woman. But like there's certain times. Like listen, that was not like a career. I get it. But there's certain
why
times
not?
That I think about. No, because
you can't
do that
do it forever.
Forever.
And I know you can't do it forever, but you can
there's
save.
There's certain times that I think about certain things and I'm like, damn, like anybody could say whatever they want, but like those were the fucking days. Like when I used to, I could just like tell anybody to go fuck themselves. Like really? Like fuck you.
Because if a guy
whatever.
Was degrading, like, if a guy came into the strip club and like touched you in an inappropriate way without asking, you could
me.
Get him thrown out,
are
right?
you crazy? Please, like...
What were the weird things that guys did?
I got people beat up. Like, it was horrible.
Well, I kind of feel like there is this kind of dream or this kind of a weird fantasy that a lot of women have. Like, as a stripper in a high-end strip club, you are powerful.
Oh, I was so powerful.
And you're famous. You're famous in that arena.
It was funny because I was actually listening to like one of your podcasts where you were like, you guys were speaking about strippers and you said something. I don't know if it was Christina.
I go to strip clubs a lot.
Yeah, and like
so
somebody was
me.
Like, oh, all the girls. And I'm like, that was definitely not like a club that I worked at. Or like that was like, you know, there's definitely those girls that are like on meth and like
oh,
all
yeah, I had a bad experience.
Out.
It was the
but
executive's
I'm like,
lounge.
I'm like, listen, like if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're like a hot chick, like you have a little crew and you like are... mini little fucking gangsters and you're like you're running your shit like
right.
Honestly the main objective is to get the guys fucking whacked. You don't get as whacked as they get
Right. You know what I mean? You're always in control.
Then I'm getting, then you get to a point where it's like everybody's in on the whole scheme. So it's
kind
like,
of a game. Yeah.
It's a game. Like yeah. you're in the room and like half the time you'll be like, oh, we're doing another round of shots. And you freaking wink at the waitress and the waitress is like, I got you. And it's like, I'm doing shots of water and they're on their seventh shot of fucking Patron.
Right. That's exactly what I do on a reality show. Always do fake shots, guys.
And then especially there's also the whole, yes. the whole other thing of like, you know, you get your finance guys in there that it's like, listen, you don't have to be dirty to keep a guy in a room for 5 hours. It's like if they're a party guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're a party guy and everybody's in on that whole thing in clubs like that, which is like, they do Are the yayo. So it's like, you know, it's like Tony Montana comes in and brings in the powder. And,
I was going to say Coke.
So this is
basically, Coke. Yeah.
So yeah, so, how much drug use was going on? And
oh, a shitload. But like everybody mm-hmm. was in on it. You know what I mean? It was like, that's why I think, was it you, Corinne? See, I've like studied a little bit before I came on the show. Well, I think it was Corinne who said something like, oh, it was like we went to a club and like these girls didn't want to like dance for me or like I don't know what it was. Anyway, like me personally, I never had a problem dancing for a girl mm-hmm. or for girls. But at the same token, I was there to make money. So it's like not for nothing. Like, and it's not insulting. Like, I'm not going to like get take off my clothes for $20 like for some chick. Like I'm
You're
looking
not
for
a
the
novelty.
Guy with the I'm looking
yeah.
for the guy with the suit, with the Rolex, with the nice shoes that me and my friends can hustle, get in a room for 5 hours and like get a bag of blow, get them fucked mm-hmm. up off uh-huh. their ass.
That was and me. Like, that was no, that was right. me. My friend was buying me a lap dance because it was his birthday and I was right. like, oh great. But then the girl sat on my lap and just talked to me for like three songs.
Oh no, then I'd be like, bitch, get the fuck up and dance.
Yeah, I don't
no. I don't want to say like, that. That's stupid. Like that's stupid. Like,
and then she was just like, well, I was talking to you for three songs, so you owe me X amount of dollars.
She's
and I was
just
like,
she's what? A dumb bitch. She's a dumb bitch yeah. who doesn't know how to make money anyway, first of all. So like she's irrelevant. Fuck her.
Well you were working in this kind of atmosphere. I noticed you use the word bitch a lot to refer
Sorry.
To other women. No. It's you don't have to apologize for anything you do. I'm just questioning like did this in any way alter your views on women or what were your views on women coming into this strip club atmosphere and what are they currently? I'm really curious about that.
Well, I mean like coming it's pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. It's like I have like my good friends that I've had like forever mm-hmm. and I have like a couple of friends that I still talk to that are like now married that I used to work with that were dancers. And then there's other girls that are just like they were good time friends. You know what I mean? Fair weather friends, like mm-hmm. chicks that I used to just hustle with and make money with. And I was like, this bitch has no future. And either at the time I knew she had no future and she was never going to do anything and she was a piece of shit, not to be like in a mean way, but I'm saying like just a piece of shit person.
Well, we all know
people.
Oh,
yeah. I know tons of
pieces
of
shit person,
shit.
But at the same time, in my own selfish way, served me a purpose because I needed that piece of shit person to be my ride or die next mm-hmm. to me to like help me get what I needed to get done, which was make money and like
survival.
Whatever.
Fittest.
And like, honestly, I don't apologize for anything because I feel like life is all a lesson. And like, I've learned a lot from being in that business. Like, it definitely made me very street smart and I can pretty much like figure people out like very quickly,
right?
Like, and a lot of times just by saying like bitch and things like that, I don't really think it's like derogatory. I don't mean it in a derogatory way because mm-hmm. it's like it's just it's kind of like a New York thing. I kind of feel like almost in a way like it's
yeah.
not.
I call it my closest
it's
friends.
It's like
I
my
call
bitches.
Hoes,
like, you know,
yeah.
I'll be like, that's my fucking bitch.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, whatever.
I use the term
like,
badass bitch a
no,
lot.
No, I think it's interesting because people would think stripping would be kind of a place where you don't really value yourself as a female. But it seems that if anything, you value feminine sexuality over males because you're taking all these guys for
oh, hell
a ride
yeah. hell yes.
and they like it and you like it.
Yeah. And I think as long as everyone kind of knows the deal and no one's being like, I don't think anyone's actually walking into a strip club and really thinking that the girls like him. And those people that do, that's a whole nother issue.
Yeah, then it's like,
it's a whole, that's a deeper issue. Get your head out of your ass. Take a step back. Yeah, and I feel bad about that.
A lot of the guys that I dealt with were like, oh, you'd be surprised. Like,
really
high end, like really high end guys.
A lot of times I'll go to strip clubs and they just want to talk to the girls.
Well, especially if they're like doing freaking coke, they don't want to shut the fuck. It's like, please shut the fuck up for fucking 2 seconds. Like, they just don't stop. But I'm like, you need another shot. I'm like, Jameson, please. So yeah, it's just, I mean, it's a whole spectrum. But like, for me, the most typically, like, the type of men that I would deal with were like white, older,
like finance
CEOs, like fine. I mean, like some major people. Like, I'm not going to name names, obviously, but like, yeah, some surprisingly.
Did you all? Now, I have a question about the moment that you were like, I think I want to be a stripper. What was that? When was that? Oh, and what was that like?
It was never like, I want to be a stripper. It was like,
or this sounds fun or something.
No, like, no, it was, it's funny. It's not funny. It was just kind of like, I fell into it. Like, I moved out when I was 19 from my parents' house, apartment. And I'm an only child. And I was just like, you know, I was like hostessing and like waitressing. And like every waitressing job, like I worked at all like hot restaurants in the city. I got fired from every fucking job because I was like, I couldn't wait tables. Like, it was, I was horrible at it. Like, I just, my timing was like off. Like, the orders were just like not coming out right. Like, my drawer was like, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I can't like do, like, I'm like, I'm not good at math. Like, it was just
right,
it was bad.
Who is,
so
not me.
So then, like, so then I was like, oh well, maybe I'll just be like a hostess, because like, how hard can that be? Like, you just like sit people down. So I was like, all right. So I was like barely making my rent. And then like, I was going out a lot, and then I like met this girl. It's always like you meet some girl.
Yeah.
And then like
a rebel.
Yeah. So then she was like, always had like fly freaking clothes and like nice shit on, and she always had money. I'm like, you're out like every night. Like, what the fuck do you do? Like, you have like a day job? Like, she's like, oh, I dance. And I was like, what? Because I was like a ballerina when I was younger. So like, I went to like school American ballet. Like, that's a whole other story. Yeah. I thought I was going to be like a professional ballerina.
I was going to say, yeah, what
mom
is.
Mom and dad.
I was going to say, like, what your ultimate goal was, it still at this time to be a professional dancer?
No, because I stopped dancing at 19. So this was like a year after, like a year and a half, like 2 years.
I mean, were you just kind of trying to figure out what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Or okay, like make rent.
I was like, I danced on like MTV The Grind.
Oh my god, I love that show.
Yeah, so I like was
a young J-Lo.
And I was meeting a lot of people, and I was kind of like trying, like, I knew I had like talent in terms of dance because I was like a ballerina and I had like a ballet background. So I thought I was going to be a professional dancer, but then I wanted to like get more into like entertainment, whatever. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was like, oh, let me just like take some time to like figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And super I was like, New York. Yeah.
Right. And I was supposed to like be doing all this shit, and yet I was just like trying to like pay my rent and whatever. Then I met these like idiots who were like, oh yeah, like I make so much money every night. And I'm like, well, what do you do? And she's like, oh, like I'm a dancer. I'm like, where, you know, like I didn't get it. So she was like, oh, like come see me. And I'm like thinking it's like ballet,
she's in
or
a
something.
Freaking show, like, yeah. Somewhere she's going in with her like theater outfit, yeah, on,
come, yeah, 42nd and 8th, exactly. Just walk in.
I'm like, what? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like so like like, I mean, obviously I'd seen naked girls before, but it was like, it was a little uncomfortable. Like, it was really uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, oh my God. And like, she was supposed to be like someone I was semi-friendly with. So like, seeing her like on stage, like with no clothes on, like I
gyrating.
Was
gyrating.
Like,
was it, yeah, full like, on nude or just
no,
topless?
No, just topless. Okay. Yeah. I'm not into the whole like full
pussy
on
popping.
Nude. No. Because first of all, it's like they don't even serve alcohol at those places. So it's like, you got to be a real fucking pervert.
Yeah.
To like... go
to go sober.
Like,
no, but you gotta be a real fucking fucking weirder to want to see some straight up sober pussy.
No. Listen, you can, right? But like, you got to be a crackhead chick to work at a place like that.
Do you really feel that way? I would.
Hell yeah! Because the chicks that work at places.
No problem getting nude.
No. Well, you could do it, but you're not. Good luck making money. And
right.
Also.
Right.
Like, because how long is a guy gonna stay there drinking freaking OJ and like watching some chicks
watching
on stage?
Pussy? You can only watch the pussy for so long before
exactly.
You want to touch the pussy. Got
and
it.
Then not only that, like, what is the girl doing to like get up there to do that? Like, she's doing crack in the back in the shack somewhere. Like,
and I'm glad you're not. I'm like, glad you're right? fucking upfront about that because I hate. You know what? Sometimes people
I will get drunk.
Just like
me and my friends would have like three martinis before we would go up to guys.
Every one of my friends,
like,
male
I mean?
Or female, who has been a stripper has admittedly said,
fuck
I do
that.
Not do that shit sober. And I'm not saying it's not empowering, and I'm not saying it's not fine.
I would want to do it on a few drinks.
But, yeah, but to be like, I do it sober, and I get a rush out of it, I feel a natural energy.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. And I just, and I think there's a very, you know, everything is gray. Nothing's black and nothing's white. So, you know, you're not doing this in your shining moment, but also I don't think it was degrading. Would you agree with that statement? This is not the high moment of your life, but it's not also
for
the low
me?
One.
Yeah. Oh, I don't feel like I was degraded at all.
Right.
Like, I degraded a lot of people.
I was going to say, you're in control. Ball's in your court.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Like, for sure. Like, I had some, like, guys, like, I didn't even know that I had it in me. Like, guys
yeah,
coming
how
in.
That?
Like, I used to have my natural color hair, which is, like, almost black. And it was really
long.
You're
not long. A blonde?
No. And, it was like I used to just wear it like really straight and like I was like really tan and like very like exotic looking and like I used to wear it slick back in a ponytail sometimes. And this guy, this like older guy, this is like when I first started dancing at Scores, like came in and he was like some girl's regular who like she moved away or like stopped dancing or whatever the case. And like one of the hosts like introduced me to him and he was like, so he wants to take you to the VIP room, but like, you know, he's a little like crazy. And I was like, crazy, crazy like how? Like made me nervous. He was like, no. Like he might want you to like smack him or like do something. And I was like, oh, I was like, fuck that. Like,
oh, that's not
like, you're like,
I was
that's
like, it's
too
on.
Child's play, motherfucker.
I was like, no, I was like relieved. I was like, oh, it's on. Like I could do that, you know?
And do
like,
you enjoy dominating?
I didn't really like know because I never did it before. Mm-hmm. And so... And I didn't even know I had it, like, in me. Like, I was like, I'm going to feel like an idiot. Like, what am I going to say? Like, I'm just going to, like... So it was, like, so weird. So we were, like, hanging out, and we had, like, a few drinks, and he just, like, kind of, like, brought it out of me. Like, he was just, like... He was like, I want you to, like, take your shoe. Like, and we had these, like... I had these huge, like, stiletto heels,
nice.
You know? He was like, I want you to, like, take your shoe and, like, dig it into, like, my chest.
Yes!
Ooh. And I was like... Okay. And so like
really? Can I?
So no, I like
you mean it? Copy that.
No, so I like dig it into his chest and then I was like I was like, well your shirt's in the way, so I'm gonna have to like rip your shirt open.
Oh, getting in over Veronica.
And he was like, I'll take it off. So he like takes it off and then I'm like digging into his like chest and he's like, no, harder. And I'm like, listen, if I dig any harder, you're gonna be
on trial.
No, yeah, like you're gonna be bleeding and we're gonna make a mark. He was like, if you make me bleed, there's an extra $1,000 for you. I was like,
oh,
fucking
shit.
Like get ready.
Were you turned on during this?
Totally.
Yeah,
that was like $1,000. Like I was like, all I have to do is like put my knee in a little bit more and give an extra little freaking like zhuzh to the right.
Now the grand get my pussy wet.
I believe she meant sexually, but I like
that
money.
Meant, yeah.
No, so this brings me into the next topic. So
that's from awesome.
I love Corinne.
From how
the next topic.
But from how I know you, I'm always mesmerized because I you talk about sex.
Nobody thinks of me like this. Like no, you have no idea.
But you talk
I'm a
about
filthy,
sex.
Filthy, horrible person.
But as
so you're like awesome
in like a businesswoman type of way. Are you and I this is coming from someone who very rarely feels feelings. Do you feel feelings? Like,
do
are you,
I?
Are you romantic? Have you ever been in love?
Oh my god, like, I've been devastated. Yeah, I was devastated. I was devastated. So like one person
singularly. Oh, yeah. Get into
one
this.
Person yeah, go on. Devastated me.
Was this your ex-fiance?
Uh huh.
So and how'd you meet? When were you engaged? Like how old were you?
I met him actually dancing. So okay. that was a bad thing.
You think? Yeah.
Oh, it was definitely horrible.
Because the circumstances you met him in, like
that's... because I feel like he never took me seriously.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like he had no respect. I feel like and everybody told me, everybody was like, all my friends that were dancers, so they were like that got into similar situations, they were like, oh, like just know that like he's never gonna
respect you or
like he's just never gonna look at you like his equal. Like you're always gonna be like that freaking stripper. Like mm-hmm. even like years after you're like not dancing, like you were a stripper and you'll forever be a stripper. Like you can never erase that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. it's like something on you like that you can't wash off.
Well, it's interesting because you know what I mean? As a stripper, like you were feeling the ball's in your court, the power's in your hand.
No, but and I always felt like that. And even with him, I felt like that because it was like, honestly, in terms of like coolness, like he was whack, straight up whack. Like he was very handsome guy. Like he had money, but that wasn't why I was attracted to him. Like he charmed me. Like mm-hmm. he definitely charmed me, and he was really nice to me, and just like treated me really well for a long time. And he got more out of the relationship than I did. Like I think brought him up in like cool points. Like I taught him a lot, like just about art, music, like everything. Like everything that he was talking about with his like clients at work and his finance and everything, it was like him like regurgitating what shit that said. I freaking told him. So it's like
you cultured him a little.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like I'm like, bitch, I made you.
Like, I hope you said that to him.
Did you say, bitch, I made you?
I did.
That's awesome. I did,
and I kept the ring, motherfucker.
Did it end really ugly?
Horribly.
Or how?
He cheated on me with like a 22-year-old, like whatever.
And how old were you at this time when you were with him?
This was like maybe 5 years ago.
Okay, so you're kind of recent. So you're in your early mid 30s ish.
Yeah, like early 30s.
And before that, had you never been in love before?
No, I had, but that was, I mean, that ended badly also, but not to the extent of, like, this was just, I think this was, like, just different for me because I was younger when that happened, so it was mm-hmm. kind of, like, a first love, and I was like, oh, I'm young, and, like, I was doing my thing, like, I'm like, I run New York, like, pff, whatever, right. like, on to the next. I was like, you'll be replaced. And he was.
Right.
And I was like, I'll get over you. But then like with this one, it was kind of like life changing because I was at like a crossroads. Like I was like, okay, like so I'm not going to be dancing anymore. Mm-hmm. So I like left that life behind. Which
did he have any say in that decision? Or like did he have any input in that decision? Meaning,
I mean, he didn't want to like marry a girl who's like, and I had no reason to be dancing. He was like making a shitload of money. Yeah. Like I didn't have to dance, you know what I mean? But
right.
And he didn't want me to. But yeah, I mean it was devastating because it was like the end of my independence in a way. Like I kind of felt like it wasn't really under my terms totally.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah, because it seems like you were the star of the show. You had
right.
all this shit going on. You had all these
right.
friends. You had this circuit that was always around you.
Right.
And then you leave and it's almost like in a way a loss of identity.
It definitely was. And that was the first time in a long time that I felt like kind of lost, and I was just like, I lost everything because of you. Like you made me lose like my work, my friends, like my identity, like, you know what I mean? Where in actuality, like it was kind of a gift because it forced me to like regroup and like grow the fuck up and like get my life together and like get out of that business, which eventually I would have had to do anyways.
Yeah.
But just the fact of the circumstances of how it went down mm-hmm. was just like, obviously, like it was a lot like at once. And then it was also like being replaced by like some 22-year-old chick. Like I was like, mm-hmm. I'm the fucking shit. Like you found me in the club. Like I found you in the club, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I took all your money. Like,
yeah, right, right.
I was the one who like you were sprung on, who you were like so into. And now like I find these like, you know, Kotex freaking tampons in the
middle. I was going to say, how did you find
that's
out?
That's how you found out. Oh my God.
Oh. Well, I've seen it twice and I've.
Well, yeah, I think this is interesting very interesting stories. Because it's like.
I had to go to therapy for it.
Yeah. I feel like we all, whether we or not we've loved once or multiple times, I feel like we all have kind of this, if we've had our heart broken, there's this one that really reset hurts. Everything. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about it for fucking years. Everyone's like, shut the fuck up.
I mean, honestly, I've been like, I haven't had a serious relationship since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's kind of the sense I got. And I don't know if I will.
And I'm not even saying that in a bad way. Right. Like, it's not that I'm not open to it, but I'll be honest with you guys, like, I can actually say if it's not in the cards, I'm okay with it. Because, yeah. Like...
I say that all the time.
You can't be like... I hate when girls are like, I'm like, shut up. Well, like, yeah. When my friends are like... Oh, like you're so beautiful and like you have so much to offer. Like,
and
any
a man
guy
has
like,
nothing to do with
stupid.
That.
Like, if he doesn't see that, I'm like, well, they're all fucking stupid. I'm like, and they don't see it. So, like, whatever. Like, I'm not going to sit around waiting. Like,
but your worth has nothing to do with whether you're in a relationship or not.
I mean,
not.
It
That's
would be nice.
Would
don't
me
get
off.
Me wrong. It would be nice. Like,
I don't know. I think we all have those days, because I share the same mentality as you. But I believe me, there's always some days when I'm sitting at home in my bed and I'm just like, it's cold. I want to watch Orange is the New Black, and it would be really nice to watch it with somebody else who we could then hang out.
Or just like not even that, just like someone who like I could call on the phone about some dumb shit, and like it's like who can like almost read my mind and like gets me, and I'm just like. And they're like, and we're like dying laughing over like something like retarded or whatever, or just gets like my humor that I could just throw them a look across the room and be like, somebody says something, they're like,
yeah,
I know that bitch is a dumb, feeble. Like, yeah. With my sugar daddy, it was like sick because we had that kind of relationship, which is fucked up.
Yeah.
Because like I was so not attracted to him because he
we
was
were best friends,
he was an obese
sounds.
Man. But.
This is turning into the fat shaming episode.
Listen, I have nothing against fat people.
And everyone knows that I love fat people more than anyone.
Right, but you have to be your best self to be in a relationship. And I'm sorry if you're obese. Like, it's not even the fact that you're visually fat. It's that like get your life together and be healthy and love yourself.
Not
and
only
be healthy.
That, like don't be obese and then be no. But wait, don't be obese and then be like prejudiced against other obese people.
Oh,
like,
that's my favorite.
You're obese, bitch. Look Wait. In the mirror. Like he was like, oh, that bitch is fat. I was like, what the fuck are you?
That would make
like,
me lose
are you
my
kidding me?
Shit.
Like, don't be like she's fat. Oh, like in the club, he'd be like, oh, she's fat. Like, motherfucker,
look
you're
you.
Fucking like.
And only a man would do that. And
I know.
The thing is,
so many men look nasty.
Yo, I used to call him McButterpants. And he was like, he didn't even like get it. And me and my friends would laugh. I'd be like, Annie McButterpants.
That's like the Homer Simpson
clowning,
thing. Where
like
he's
clowning.
Wearing the shirt that says no fat chicks. That's what that is.
Oh, I hate. Well, that's a problem I have a lot in general. Like guys who are not on their physical best. Judging other women who are like 10 pounds overweight. I'm like, motherfucker, look at yourself.
Like, you're gross. Go like, you're gross. Yourself. Like, you're
That's
gross.
That's the nagging, though. I bet if some fat chick had the fucking confidence to go up to a really hot guy and be like, yo, we gonna do this or what? You know, I bet
he'd be badass.
I bet that guy would be like, not forever, but maybe for tonight. You know, I really feel that.
I mean,
he'd
probably have
women
to be like,
to have the confidence.
Beer goggles and like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I want to know. I'm curious about this situation that you had with this obese guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to call him the obese. Annie we'll
McButterpants.
Yeah. So what was the arrangement?
Yeah, Annie's a lot less degrading.
Yeah. Annie. I used to be like, it's Annie, my bitch off the street. Like, I used to like talk to him
and
so bad.
And then he was
he
like,
loved
excuse
it.
Me
he
while
like,
I masturbate in the corner.
Oh my God. He loved it. It was like the sickest
Did
thing.
You live together?
Oh, hell no.
What like, no. Would he give you money or would he buy
yeah,
you stuff?
Yeah, like he would just he like supported my lifestyle. Okay. Basically, like, but it was kind of like strange because it wasn't strange, actually. Like, he used it to control me for a while. Like, he would give me money. He would buy me a lot of nice things, like very extravagant gifts, and like send me on trips.
By yourself?
Well, that was sweet. That was a bad thing that I did. But
wait, what? Go on trips?
Yeah,
did you go on like a trip with another guy?
Yeah, one.
That's what I would have done.
1 year was for my thin? Birthday, he like sent me to Miami to the Shore Club. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go see my cousin, blah, blah, blah. And
I mean, I,
like,
you guys weren't fucking. I don't give a fuck.
I was like, I called this guy I was seeing. I was like, yo, so this is the deal. This is the itinerary. Like, I'm going to be down there from this day to this day. He was like, yo, I'm buying my ticket American Airlines. He's like, what flight you on? I'm like, blah, blah, blah. So
well,
we're like.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You guys weren't in an exclusive
whatever,
relationship.
Like, and honestly, that's why I'm saying, like, people could be like, oh, you're a gold digger, this, that, whatever. Like, call me whatever you want. Like, I didn't. He asked for the situation. Like, I didn't pursue him. He pursued me. And it was also kind of like one of those things where I think he just was hoping and wanted things to, like, he was trying to do anything to, like, please me in a way that maybe he thought, like, if he did AC, everything under the sun, that I would, like, suddenly just be like, oh, I'm in love with you and, like, I want to marry you and whatever the situation. But
it's like, but keeping you case. But keeping you happy would keep you around.
But he that would also he's very manipulative, because he would also do stuff like buy me really expensive gifts and, like, send me on trips and, like, come into the club and spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But then, like, sometimes if I was like, oh, like, I need money for, like, rent, or I need money for, like, whatever, like, I needed to move a few times, like, he would be like, oh, I'm not, like, helping you with that.
Right.
And I was like, why? And he was like, because you could just, like, come live here.
So, like, he was using the money as a leash in a way.
Yeah.
He was using it to control you.
Well, I feel like a lot of guys, though, especially, like, if a guy knows that they can't get a hot chick, if they're in that, like, looks class, I guess, if you will. And they want, like, hot chick.
He wanted, like, Playboy, playmate, like, hot ass bitches. Like, that's all he was fucking into. And I'm like, you are pushing,
but he
like
knew he could get that with
700 pounds.
You, right. But that's 700.
No, like,
Christ,
I don't know
big
about
boy.
That.
But
no,
well, he's obese. But he knew the key. What drove him to make so much money was to get hot chicks like you.
Well, right?
I mean,
a lot of guys do things to
listen,
get the chick.
Most comedians, musicians, they all picked up that microphone or
for
that
pussy.
Guitar for the first time for pussy. And I don't know if I've ever talked about this financially before, but I used to date a billionaire. And when we had.
Oh, wow. You go, bitch.
Thank you.
I ain't the only gold digging hoe on this show.
No, I actually hated it.
I'm just kidding.
I have something against rich people. So I dated him for 5 years, and, you know, at the midway point of our relationship, we did have some problems. He was, my first, you know, everything, and he was worried about me straying. I was in college, and one summer, he was worried about me straying, and I wanted to go get a job at the Container Store in Chelsea and be a big girl and make my own money.
Oh, I love the Container Store.
I got hired, and he called me up, and he was like, Corinne, you don't want to spend your whole summer commuting, working, all this stuff. He's like, and he owned his own, you know, sales business. He's like, come work for me.
Oh, no.
What are they paying for you? I'll pay you more and we can have a great summer. So, of course, naive Corinne thinks this is a great idea.
Of course. I would initially.
Come be my slave.
Yeah, years later.
He has power.
He admits, he's like, I didn't want you going into the city to see that other guy that I thought you were going to be fucking in the city.
So it's controlled.
I was totally being controlled. And I really had no idea.
I wouldn't either at first.
Well, he has
the
money.
Just like this obese bastard didn't want to pay my rent because he didn't want me fucking other dudes on my mattress under the roof that he was paying for.
I just remembered something. Just, you know, Veronica, you have Mexican roots, so that is okay that you do that voice.
It's okay that I do that.
Oh, Veronica, I love you so much.
Yo ese, it's not Holmes.
I remember in college, this guy that I had known, he was like a rich Connecticut kid or something. They just went to my college and I knew him. There's no romantic affiliation. But I remember one day he messaged me and he was like, hey, I have this friend. He messaged me on Facebook my senior year of college. I have this friend and I showed him your profile and he really likes you. And he said that if you're willing to like hang out with him once a month, he'll pay your rent. And I was like,
but what does that entail?
Well, obviously sex stuff. I mean, I didn't ask.
Oh, wait, it's always sex stuff.
Some naked thing. But it's so funny because I feel like so many women have, like, your sexuality is a powerful thing and you realize it's powerful once you come into it, kind of. Like, yeah. I remember the moment that I used to, like, realize that I had power with my sexuality, but then
you have so much power.
I've gotten offers like in my lifetime, just so many times. Got, you know, I'll pay your rent if you'll hang out with me once a month. I'm like, always.
But you could have worked that out though. You could have worked it out to a point where you didn't even really probably have to do anything.
See, in my mind,
them.
I thought I would have to have sex with him. Well, and I didn't want to
because you thought that, but you could have.
We didn't know you then, Veronica.
You could have worked it out to a situation where they might have just been hanging out with you and might have had to do something to you, and you're like, see,
all right,
you
like
just
email?
Got lucky. Yeah, like,
oh god, I let anyone do that. Well, Christina, this reminds me. Remember when we were really short on funds and we just started to
what now every day?
Well, remember. Always when we were short on funds. No, so
can we get a waitress? I need a drink.
I think she's serious. Can you get one?
I'm so serious.
Me too. It's, I love you.
It's vodka.
Vodka soda, splash a crayon, and a lime. Love you a long time.
Not surprisingly.
And a whiskey on the rocks.
I'm fine though. Christina. So we started going over the ads on Craigslist.
Oh yes,
and we found an ad for erotic massage. A woman was looking for models to teach an erotic massage class.
Oh, I so remember.
It paid like $375. Christina,
an hour.
I don't really understand. I'm not comprehending though. But she was looking for models to do what?
She have people come into her apartment to watch this demo of erotic massage.
Oh, so like people were gonna watch you get erotically massaged.
I was like, what does that mean? Imagine to look like Rachel Dratch in that Lover sketch on SNL. That's in my mind.
Lover,
that's what she looked like. But the only catch
my God,
was
I just got sick. But wait, is she gonna
there was a catch. We had to give him a photo.
We had to send a nude photo. So Christina and I together penned this really, really cordial
it was
email.
Very thought out.
Really thought out about how we promised her we looked good naked and we promised we would take our clothes off. But we just wanted to hang out. We wanted to go to the demo together, and also we wouldn't send the photos, but we would go to her apartment and just take our clothes off.
Because it was a woman, so we're like, surely this is fine, right? It's a woman. We're not being extorted.
She said she's a woman.
I know.
She said
she got a big old dick for a woman.
Let's not forget, this is the internet.
This is a real email that we sent. It's a miracle we're still alive.
I can't believe
Christina.
You know how many fucking
Craigslist?
Times.
Craigslist? This was Craigslist?
Yes. You know how many times I have debated doing the foot fetish thing. I'm like, oh, so a guy wants to put his dick on my foot. Whatever.
So you get a little jizz on your feet. You know how many times you've probably gotten jizz on your feet walking around with flip-flops in New York?
I didn't get money for that. Where was my money for that?
Listen, I had a bunch of friends in the club that, like, they weren't, I mean, these girls weren't bad because I didn't hang out with, like, a bad crew of girls. But, like, you know, of course in strip clubs, there's chicks that are, like, doing blowjobs, like, doing this, doing that. And they're just, like, cheap whores. They'll, like, suck your dick for, like, $500. Like, we're like, no. We're getting you fucking high on an 8-ball of fucking coke, and we're keeping you in here for like 5 hours, and you're gonna tip us all like $1,500.
This is very fear and loathing gone wild.
But like, there was like a time or two that I do remember.
I heard that.
We were just apologizing to our wonderful
engineer
for degrading him by making us get cocktails.
I didn't think it was degrading, is it?
No.
I'm totally gonna tip you.
That might be degrading.
Why? That's nice.
No, I feel like he would love that.
Maybe he would.
You could anytime someone tips me, I am not at all offended.
Yeah, why would you be offended? Thank you. It's like you're doing me a favor.
Yeah, it's like anytime anyone offers to pay, I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. I never am like, no, I'll do it.
Like if any of the guys I fucked ever left money on my bureau, I would be like, great.
Thank you so much. I
should do this more often.
Actually, one guy offered to give me cab. This one guy I was hooking up with for like 5 years, he would always be like, can I give you cab money? And I would always be like, nah.
Why not?
I don't know.
Nah, I have too much pride after I freaking so sucked your dick and you bang me for you to like give me money like, for a ride home.
Yeah.
I think I just need to get the stick out of my ass about that shit.
No, Christina, I would say yeah, then take the subway home and then put the money into my Bank All America.
Let's go to Subway.
Eat fresh.
Who's getting two footlongs?
Like, I think, I don't know, I think I'm a little old fashioned in like certain ways. Corinne, I'm going to also quote because I've been listening to your guys. podcast. I've been like studying. I've been brushing
anytime
up.
Someone quotes me, I'm like,
You were like, you mentioned something about how like, oh, if somebody gave me cab money to like go home or like told me to leave, like I'd be like, no, that's like, I don't want the money or something. I was like, what are you, crazy?
Oh,
like,
I did say that.
Yeah, like take the money. First of all, like, not for nothing, I'm a little old fashioned in the sense where I believe a man should be a man. And I have a ton of guy friends. And listen, if you're my guy friend and we go out to dinner and we're not dating, obviously I'm going to offer to like pay my half of the bill.
But I'm not going
to
mean
but,
it.
No, I'm going to make, well, I'll make the freaking gesture.
I'll reach into my wallet over dramatically.
Not dramatically. I'll just be like
a
okay,
lady.
Like a lady would. I'm not saying I am, but
like what? I'm plunging a toilet with my hand.
All right, Karen.
I'm gonna suck that dick like a lady. That's honestly like.
Listen,
do you like giving
I have.
I love it.
And I've looked like a lady doing it. Let me just tell you.
Yeah,
You can be sexy doing that shit.
It doesn't
have to be like a slopopotamus.
I always feel sexy when I go down.
You don't have to be a slopopotamus.
That's my
that
favorite
shit.
New word.
You don't have to be a slopopotamus.
I want a Guys We Fucked dictionary for all the terms and phrases that we've coined.
That have come up on this podcast.
Oh, feeble-minded is one of my favorite things of all time. That's like
just who's an example of a feeble-minded?
Yeah, who's a celebrity who's feeble-minded?
There's just, when I think, okay, just when you think of a feeble-minded girl, it's like you think of like a mouse on like a wheel on like a treadmill, just like running
doing
and they're
whatever.
Just like, and they're like trying to go. It's like you're getting nowhere. And it's just like, that's how me and my ex sugar daddy used to like talk about like strippers. Like they would just come over and be like so dumb and he'd be like, he'd be like, let's get like a feeble-minded bitch in the room just to like play with and like treat like a dumb whore. He's like, because I know I can't do that to you because you'll get mad.
See,
and I'm like, yeah,
my morals speak against that. My vagina says
go on.
Yeah.
No, so I'm like let's do it. I'm like, let's totally like degrade some feeble-minded bitch. So he'd be like he'd be like, whatever, like, Pamela, you're feeble, come in the room. And she'd be like, hey.
He would actually say you're feeble to
Pamela?
Pamela?
You think they cared?
Pamela.
These chicks were getting like a grand. You think they cared? They were like, whether they were feeble or not, they played the role real well. You couldn't tell the difference.
I was going to say, if they played along and they're like, oh, okay. But they knew the whole time.
But they were they were really dumb anyway.
Okay.
But like. They played along.
It's interesting because every time
he would just like smack their titty like real hard or like just like smack them in the it was like fucked
smack
up.
Smack them in the face?
No,
real hard.
Real hard. And I'd be like, oh my God. And I just
did he ask?
No, he didn't give a fuck.
No, they're feeble-minded, Christina.
They're feeble.
They can't be asked.
No, but you know what he would do? He would have
horrible.
This bitch like sitting on his lap and he'd smack her titty like real hard and then he'd be like.
And she wouldn't care?
And she'd be like just sitting there and like, then I'd be like, oh my God. And I'd start laughing and then I was like, ugh. And then he's like. Yeah, he's like, you like that, Pamela, or whatever. And she was just like, she was like, oh.
Sorry to all our listeners named Pamela.
No, so then he'd be like, Veronica. He's like, feeble. She's feeble. And I was like, oh, my God. And then she'd be like, how come she just gets to sit there in her dress and whatever? He's like, because I have respect for her. He's like, you, I don't respect.
So when did you first know you were a feminist?
The day I came out, my mama's.
Pussy.
Yeah. And I was breached and I have actually like a broken collarbone. You can see it right here.
Oh, yeah. It's very thin and Model
Wait,
S.
This is interesting because sometimes I'll go to strip
I
clubs.
I came out ass first. That's why my ass is so nice.
And noted. You know,
this is my second drink.
second.
This is going to be a 2-hour episode, and I'm happy about
this,
it.
This is her second drink here. Please note there was text about sake earlier.
Soothe my guilty conscience, Veronica. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I go to strip clubs. And I when a girl's just like, I don't want to lap dance, it makes me sad.
That's lame.
Because I'm like, but I don't want to, I want to paint strippers in like a badass bitch light. Yeah. To me, the reason I love going to strip clubs is I love and respect women who are so empowered by their sexuality that they're fucking like, they'll like grind their pussy on a guy and just be like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. I mean, love
if he's hot and like you're like, it's like in a private area, like whatever. I mean, yeah. And he's not a sleaze and it's like,
or
you're
just
fucking
girls who can get on stage in a fucking bra and underwear and just own it and just a bra own and the underwear stage or whatever, whatever it is. And then they take
your
it
fucking
off,
titties out and fucking G-string. Ain't no bra and underwear. Well, it ain't that easy, honey. They ain't handing out money for nothing.
A girl can dream.
No, but like sometimes when I'll
a bra and underwear.
A stripper and she'll like, she'll own it on stage. She'll like own the pole. She'll own whatever. She'll just own it. And you'll be in awe of her. She'll just own her sexuality and fucking
that
flaunt it
me
everywhere. And I love that. I love
that.
Yeah, I was. But then sometimes they'll come up to you and be like, $1. I'm like, oh no, please don't. And I'm like,
no, you gotta just tell him to get away. It's like a roach. You gotta just like flee him away. You're like, go, bye. See ya.
Bye.
That makes me feel horrible.
And they're like, no, you can't sit down. Like, I've seen guys be really rude. Like, they're like, no, you can't fucking sit down. You can't even speak. Like, get out.
But I can't.
No, but you deserve it. Like, who told you to come to work that fucks up? Like, come on, get a real job.
Yeah, get a real job. You can go fucked up too.
Wait, what Pamela job though?
Pamela.
But I feel
Pamela.
I feel so bad thinking that. I'm like, oh, you're kind of dumb, but I just feel bad.
You're feeble.
But think about it. I don't feel bad for dumb people with their clothes on.
No.
I don't feel bad for dumb people with their clothes on, so why are we feeling bad for dumb people without their clothes on?
Yeah.
I just because they're trying.
I mean, do you feel bad for
are
the
girl?
No, do you see, you are too nice. Do you feel bad for
know,
the girl who
problem
sat on your lap and like freaking talk
no
shit to you and
no,
then was like, you owe me, like,
to scam me.
Yeah, so
that
get the
mad
hell out of here. You and the roach and the crackhead could all go to the back.
I guess I just have a lot of respect for strippers, honestly, is what it is.
No. It's just people have to have respect for themselves, period.
Yeah.
And it's all about like how you carry yourself. Like, I mean, always when I was a dancer, like even some other girls at work would be like, oh my God, how come you can just like walk up to guys like he's such a dick to like all of us, this, that, whatever. Like, and how come like they're like nice to you, they're respectful
you
to you?
It.
I'm like, because I'm just like, listen, like I just walk up to them like this is a deal. Like I've never had anybody really like get out of line with me.
Yeah. That's all. Well, you
I'm
command
a scary
respect.
Bitch.
It's about how you carry yourself. And if you demand nothing more than respect, you usually will get nothing less.
Yeah.
You have to just demand that. You know, everyone knows how they should be treated.
But
and
it's also about having a good time. Like, I think like people come to strip clubs mostly men come to strip clubs to have a good time.
Yeah.
So it's like, I also knew that like they weren't there to like have like a philosophical conversation about like art or wine or whatever.
Right.
And like, actually I have had those conversations, believe it or not, in my years of dancing. And then it like turned into like a party atmosphere. And like, sometimes that was the hook that like got them into that. Or like me recognizing like what kind of watch they had or like whatever, just whatever it was. It was, and then it turned into like, oh, like just conversation about where they actually were like, oh, like you're cool and you have a brain, like you're not like just a feeble-minded like dumb chick, you know what I mean, and you're hot and like you have a personality and you're fun and like whatever. And then I'd be like, bring over this one and that one, like my cool little crew. And then I was like, I was kind of like the party coordinator and just like made it a party. And then like it was a freaking Wolf of Wall Street fucking free-for-all, like,
nice,
in the VIP room for, like, 7 hours.
And to play devil's advocate, I feel like people get very strange about when it has to do with money and doing things for money.
Right.
But the same way
that, for money every
that a stripper
day
checks out who's
I was like,
wearing
dude,
a Rolex.
I'm at work. Like, I'm at work. Yeah. Like, not for nothing. Like, I'm at work. And, like,
and the same way you would check out people for what they're wearing or, you know, or how much money they might have. As comedians, we certainly go into a room fucking
give the room a once around. Absolutely. And see who is booking what, who's doing well, who can get us something. And it's like, a cycle of life. And it takes the fun out of things.
But it's also survival of the fittest mentality.
The whole everything is survival of the fittest.
It is. It's survival of the fittest. Like, do you think, like, in nature, like, animals are like, well, I'm just going to be nice. And, like, if I'm going to starve to death, I'm just going to, like, starve to death and die. Right, and, like, what? No, it's like, obviously,
they tear,
like,
shit up.
Either you going to eat or I'm going to eat. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just the way it is. I mean, obviously you don't try to go in with the mentality of like, I'm just going to slaughter everybody in here and just like step on whoever I can step on. Like, I always was like, had a code of ethics, like however you want to look at it, in terms of like dancing. Like, there was like a certain dancer etiquette, like, that we all followed. Not all of us, but like the cool chicks like followed, where it was like, everybody knew who my sugar daddy was. He mm-hmm. was coming there to see me. Mm-hmm. So don't fucking step on my toes when I'm in the bathroom or when I'm like doing whatever for a minute.
Copious amounts
and
of cocaine.
Try to be like, mm-hmm. whatever. I'm just kidding. I'm not. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just don't do it. It's like, it's stupid. It's rude. Like, don't pretend like you don't know, whatever. And if you're my friend, that's totally cool. Like, go sit down with him. He was like so friendly. He would buy like everyone drinks, whatever. But just don't try to like talk shit. And like the dumbest stuff was like, he would repeat back to me like what certain girls would say. Like, you're so stupid to think that, like,
he wouldn't tell
I
me.
Have a relationship with this person. Like, you think he's not going to tell me, like, verbatim, like, what you said, like, about me or, like, what... You know what I mean? Like, it's just dumb. And it's kind of, like, I wouldn't do that to, like, anyone else because I'm not desperate to, like... I wasn't at that time to, like, make money. It's, like, I could just walk up to anyone. I felt so confident at that time before my ex and everything went down. It was just, like... I was like, I felt invincible. Like, I was just like, I could walk up to like anybody. I was in my prime. I'm like, what's up? You know, and I could sit down and have a conversation with anyone and just like own it. And it was fun and it was a good time. But
yeah,
things are different now.
Well, it's been so good talking to you. I love you. Is that too soon? I'm sorry if it does. You're awesome.
Yeah, you shared a lot more. You. It's always interesting to have friends on.
I know Corinne's like in shock right now.
No, I'm not in shock, but I'm not.
I'm fascinated.
I was fascinated before by you because I love people who are super different from me. Because I know how I operate, and so that people like me don't interest me. I know the workings of that. But people who are unlike me really fascinate me, and I'm really glad that you could come down. Hopefully, the listeners learn something. New, something interesting. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
I do want to remind you guys. Nacho bitches
is coming. Not today,
next Friday, which is September the 26th at 10 p.m., both Christina and myself will be performing on my birthday.
It's her birthday show, you motherfuckers.
When is your birthday?
Out.
My birthday is actually Monday, September 29th, but on Friday, September 26th at New York Comedy Club, we have a super special edition at 10 p.m. of Nacho Bitches. We'll put all the information on our social media, but it's New York Comedy Club in New York City. It's on East 24th Street. Tickets are only $5. If you use the code NACHO, 2-drink minimum as usual.
It's gonna be a shit show.
It's gonna be our
show.
Last show was fucking
remember
crazy.
Remember the new SNL weekend update anchor Michael Che? Yeah, he's gonna be on the show.
We got Michael Che. We got Nick Turner from VH1's Best Week Ever. We have Christina. We have myself, and we have my co-host as always, Blair Saki, who we always talk about on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's gonna
be Saki.
She's another character. Speaking of
fun show. So call and reserve your tickets now because this bitch is gonna sell out. Thank you so much, Veronica. I really enjoyed this. And we'll see you or hear you next week on Guys We Fucked. Thank you guys.
Bye.
I can't wait to hear myself. Judy the bomb met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars girls, you gotta flock. I could tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. How you seen her? My psychic told me she have a ex like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids, and I gotta take all they bad to show biz. Okay.